Proclamation number 5156 of 22nd of June, 1951. Beings of darkness. New banishment. A person's complete failure on earth is when he departs without any faith, when his heart did not show any love for his fellow human beings, when his thoughts and actions completely contradict the divine commandments and there is no spiritual striving in him because he could not believe in a continuation of life after death. It is extremely difficult for such souls to ascend in the kingdom of the beyond, for their uncondness on earth does not earn them any loving thoughts either, through which he would receive the supply of weak strength. Unbelief and its entire way of life results in a transfer into deepest darkness, where the soul now remains completely inactive and powerless in a state which becomes agony for it, because it does not lose its self-awareness and also feels the darkness. However, it has no strength to escape this state, it is completely without will and only emotionally rebels against its fate without thinking about what could have caused this state. Only its thoughts can bring about a change, for these thoughts correspond to its will and can be demanding help but also wrathful, and accordingly the beings it attracts through its direction of will also approach it. It is also not alone but always together with beings of the same kind, which understandably leads to the strengthening of that which is to be fought against. For precisely the sins and faults come to the fore and provoke the other souls to respond, which always means a deeper fall, and only after an infinitely long time is there hope for a change of attitude, yet the ascent always becomes more difficult the longer the being remains in resistance. Again and again God's merciful love approaches the being and gives small means of help, yet always without compulsion of will, which is why the help is, however, often rejected. Nevertheless, no soul is finally lost, even if an endlessly long time passes until it changes. It can also lose itself in the deepest depths. But even then there is still a hope of redemption for it, only on a different path. On the path of new banishment and solid matter, so that the ascent development can once again begin and the being is offered the opportunity to reach the stage of free will where it can then discard its decision of will again. For God will not let anything be lost forever. Only the being itself can prolong the time endlessly until it voluntarily returns to God, until it keeps his commandments in faith in God, until it enters God's will through a life of love and thereby redeems itself from all bondage. Amen.